Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this evening's message is from the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians, the first chapter beginning at verse 1. Paul, Silas, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be yours. We always thank God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, never forgetting before our God and Father how your faith is working, your love is toiling, and your hope in our Lord Jesus Christ is patiently enduring. Fellow Christians loved by God, we know that he has chosen you because the gospel we preach did not come to you with mere words, but with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with conviction. Just as you know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your good. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord as you welcomed the word in spite of much suffering. You did that with such joy in the Holy Spirit that you became a model for all the believers in Macedonia and Greece. To be sure, not only has the Lord's word spread from you through Macedonia and Greece, but people elsewhere have heard of your faith in God, so that we do not need to say anything, for they themselves report the kind of reputation you gave us. They report how you turn from idols to God in order to serve a God who lives and is real, and to wait for his Son to come from heaven, the Son raised from the dead, namely Jesus, who has rescued us from the coming anger of God. These are the words of our text. As we continue our stewardship series this evening, we speak and consider the theme maturing as stewards in love. And that seems like it should be a pretty easy task, doesn't it? It isn't hard to be loving, is it? We're all loving, aren't we? And we especially love God, don't we? That's the easy thing to do. But is it really as easy as it seems? Because it sounds easy and looks easy doesn't necessarily mean it's easy, does it? I sometimes enjoy watching these home improvement shows, and they make it look real easy. Putting in a sink, putting in a toilet, putting up kitchen cabinets, redoing an entire basement. It all looks so easy, doesn't it? But what if you're, let's just say, mechanically challenged? Industrial arts was not your forte in school. If I simply look at the book or watch the show and do everything exactly the way they do it, it should be no problem, should it? And yet anyone who has tried and is mechanically challenged knows that it isn't an easy thing. We as sinful human beings are far from loving. We're very good at loving ourselves. After all, that's what sin is. Sin is you and I turned inward on ourselves, seeking to gratify and satisfy our own needs, our own desires, our own wants, filling ourselves with pleasure, providing for our own selves, our own need. And therein is the rub, because you see, by our very nature, we are, I suppose, what we might say, love challenged. Love does not come easy as part of our nature, especially the love of God. Because by that very nature, we want nothing whatsoever to do with God. We know nothing whatsoever of love. except self-love. We know nothing about self-giving love or selfless love. And so God has to show us what real love is. And he does that in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. He shows us the Father's love. He makes it manifest to us, known to us, real to us, as we see him giving of himself, emptying himself of his own needs, of his own wants, to provide what is needed for others, namely you and I and the entire sinful world, as he offers his very life for us. John, in his epistle, his first epistle, says, "This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us first and gave his one and only Son as an offering, a sacrifice for our sin." And we might think, if we look at Jesus, if we watch Jesus, if we study Jesus, if we read the scripture, that it should be just real easy for that love to flow from us to the world. But it still is difficult for us because we're still having to battle with that sinful nature. Jesus goes to that cross and he dies as an offering, a sacrifice for our sin, the punishment of death that should be ours. He endures the condemnation of hell that should be ours because of our sin. But he doesn't remove from us or eliminate from us that sinful nature. Oh, how easy life would be if he could just sort of suck that out of us and leave only that new creation that comes forth in baptism. So we wouldn't have to struggle with sin, that we'd be very easy to love one another. But we struggle. And in our reading, we see how that message of the gospel, that message of what God had done through his Son Jesus Christ, namely displaying for us the love of God, taking upon himself our sin, dying on the cross, and then rising again to set us free from that sin, to enable us to begin to love. We see how that message worked in the lives of those Thessalonian Christians. How that message that they received prompted them to work their love, toiling, not for themselves, but for others. Others who were in need of that saving message of the gospel. Others who were in need of material blessing. And out of their poverty, they gave what they could to support Paul and Timothy and Silas and others in their work of sharing the gospel, but also in providing for the needs of their fellow brothers and sisters who were suffering from the famine. And that love at work came through that message of the gospel. The realization of what God had done for them prompted them to want to share that message with others so that they could share in that love. It seems easy to be loving. The gospel calls us to love. Jesus tells his disciples to love others as he has loved them. And that's what's the difficulty for you and I. Because Jesus could love as a Son of God, true God and yet true man, but without sin. You and I, we love also as sinners, and that gets in the way. There is a comedy on PBS, a British comedy. It's called Keeping Up Appearances. And in it, main character Hyacinth Bouquet, if you will, or Bucket, oftentimes is putting on airs, putting on an appearance of what she really isn't. And one of the people that she has contact with beyond her husband and her family and her neighbors is the vicar at the church. In England, the vicar is a minister. And she sometimes can be a bit to handle. But all of us, in our own way, sort of keep up appearances, don't we? And yet, God, the Father, through His Son, Jesus Christ, gives more than just an appearance. He gives us the real love that He wants us to share with others. And we do have to work at that, don't we? Daily, to show love to our spouse, to our children, to our neighbors, to our co-workers, to the government leaders, sometimes even to fellow church members, and especially to those of the community. It's no easy task if we're only going to do it on our own, or if we're simply going to look to Jesus and see how it's done. What we really need is for Him to live in us and to work in us and through us to show that love. And He has promised to do that. He has given us the Holy Spirit to live in us and to guide us and lead us in the way that our Lord Jesus would have us to walk and to live. That then is the secret to maturing in stewardship in love. To realize that the love isn't our own, but it's God's love. And as with all things, the love that God shows to us and gives to us is a gift, not to be hoarded and kept to ourselves, but to be shared and enjoyed with those around us. As we seek to follow Him and to live as His people, may we look to Him not only for the love that we need and the forgiveness we need, but also the strength and the guidance to show that love to a world that is really sometimes very difficult to love, to share it with people who are very difficult to love at times, because perhaps more than anything else, they need to know that love of Jesus Christ and know that love of God, remembering that love is not that we loved God, but rather that He loved us first and gave His Son to be an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Our love for the world, our love for the lost, is really the Lord's love, which He demonstrates through us. In the Gospel reading, Jesus talked about the disciples seeing the Father through Him. In a similar way, the world in which we live really sees Jesus only by looking at us in who He lives. May we then be His mirrors, reflecting not only His light, but also His love into a dark and loveless world, and showing it especially among ourselves, that the world outside may see our love, and as in the early church, marvel at which what great love the followers of Jesus love one another and their Savior. God grant that to His glory and to those who are lost salvation. Amen.